workers not to be drawn from other lines. The talents of God's people are to be employed in giving the last message of mercy to the world. The Lord calls upon those connected with our sanitariums, publishing houses, and other institutions to teach the youth to do evangelistic work. Our time must not be so largely employed in establishing sanitariums, food factories, food stores, and restaurants, that other lines of work shall be neglected. Young men and young women who should be engaged in the ministry, in Bible work, and in the canvassing work, should not be bound down to mechanical employment. Written May, 1903. The work of food manufacture and sale should be given a place of less consequence in our cause. There are those who have given themselves to this work who should now consecrate themselves to the doing of a higher work, the work of soul saving. Will not those who have entered into the enterprise of manufacturing foods ask themselves if there are not those whom they could feed with the bread of life, those who are in need of spiritual food? Written July 26, 1910. Let not the food business take the time of men and women who are efficient in the work of soul winning. These cannot afford to give their powers to the production of temporal food, when their voices should be heard in the East and in the West, in the North, and in the South, saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Written August 13, 1912.